There's your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
It's a pity Helen didn't come with us last night.
Yeah, but I can understand why. She's all over the place, Tony.
Yes.
And you never know what you're in for at Jack and Peggy's these days.
No. I end up feeling as confused as Jack sometimes. He and Helen make quite a pair.
Don't. Last night wasn't too bad, though, was it?
No, he was on good form.
Hey, love.
Morning, Helen.
Hiya. Has the kettle boiled?
Yeah, help yourself.
Thanks. How was last night?
Oh, we were just saying. Fine.
Good. Sorry I didn't feel like coming.
Oh, that's all right. I don't think Gran was really expecting you to.
I just felt like being quiet.
Right.
I had stuff to... Well...
Yes. Of course.
Oh, well, I can't put the leak pulling off any longer.
Good luck.
Thanks.
I should put that other sweater on.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Cold out there.
Yeah, I had noticed. See you.
See you, Dad. Mum.
Helen.
You first.
No, you. Go on.
How do you want these? Fried, poached, scrambled?
Oh, I don't mind. You choose.
Okay. Well, come on then, let's get in. It's freezing out here.
Yeah, you're nearly done.
Oh, it's lovely and sunny though, isn't it?
Oh, you're a different person today.
Well...
One little letter.
A cancellation, Roy. It's only 4 weeks away.
I know.
I thought we'd be waiting months.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't sound very nice, though, what they do to you.
I'll be fine. It's a laparoscopy. They're not taking anything away. Anyway, I don't care. I just want something to start happening.
Yeah, me too.
Morning.
Hi, Dad.
Hiya, Mike. Hey, can you take these in? Then I can go and tell Emma the good news.
Yeah, sure. Me and Dad will do breakfast. Be ready when you get back.
Oh, I'll only be 5 minutes.
And the rest.
Oh, you know me so well. See ya.
Oh, blimey. I haven't opened my mouth yet.
She's going to see Emma.
How?
Had a nice lie-in, did you?
Oh, it wasn't a lie-in. Didn't get off till 2.
Knee bothering you?
No. I had a visitor Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Helen.
Oh? She hadn't come to put a word in for Tom.
No, that's what I thought at first, but she hadn't. She'd come to tell me it wasn't him.
What?
That knocked me down. It was her.
I'm sorry it's taken so long.
Well, I suppose, like you said, you had to work it through yourself first.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously feel better now you've told Mike, but...
I'm not going to leave it there, Mum.
Love?
Don't worry, I'm not going to the police. And nor's Mike.
Did he say so?
Oh, no, but he won't. He was so understanding.
Right.
But I am going to do something.
How do you mean?
About how I am. About how I've been feeling.
Oh, Helen. Oh, thank God.
Mum.
I'm sorry, love. It's just... I've been wanting to suggest it. Try to find a way forward for you, but...
You didn't dare. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm such a problem to you.
You're not.
Oh, come on. And to Dad. I know he's been worried.
Well, yes, we both have.
Oh, Mum. I don't know how to explain.
You don't have to.
I don't know if I can. I don't know who I am anymore. I can't remember what I was like before Greg died.
Oh, love.
It's like I'm trying on different people, daughter, sister, party girl, and none of them quite fits.
You don't have to try and be anything. Just be you.
That's what I'm saying, Mum. I don't know who me is anymore. To try and find her again, and if not the old me, then a sort of me I can live with.
So
I'm going to talk to someone, find a counsellor
through the clinic.
No, they might know someone, but I thought I'd just go to the doctor, start there.
Oh, Helen, that's the best news I've had all year.
And it's only January.
what does she expect you to do?
Well, this is it.
If you'd already given your statement to the police, that'd be one thing. But now you know...
You can see what's been keeping me awake.
Look, she lied. Tom lied. Now you're supposed to...
What else can I do? If I tell the police what Ellen told me, God knows what would happen to the pair of them.
And to you? If it all came out? Did she ask you to lie?
We didn't talk about it. If you could have seen her, she was in such a state.
She was in a state? What about the state she's left you in? Like, twice in 2 weeks now.
She's a mess, Roy. She's all screwed up. I can see why Tom covered up for her.
You what? I don't believe I'm hearing this.
Look, I know it was wrong of him, but at the time, in the heat of the moment, isn't there a little bit of you that thinks it was, well, aren't you even a little bit impressed?
Impressed? That is criminal.
Oh, well, I have to say you surprised me.
Why?
I thought you'd be straight on that phone saying sorry.
Sorry?
The way you've been with him. Are you saying you would have done the same for Brenda?
No, that's not the point.
Well?
No. I don't know. No, I wouldn't. I don't know.
There you are, then.
Did Brenda know all this?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, terrific!
No, can we go inside and do this? I'm freezing out here.
But I'm going to tell her. I don't want a prescription.
No, you don't. Although she might be pleased there's one person who doesn't just expect her to dole out the pills.
Maybe. Anyway, I'll make an appointment.
Yeah. Oh, leave the flask out, will you?
Sure.
Expect your dad could do with some coffee by now.
Yeah, I'm sure he could. I might pull a few leaks myself later.
Well, I'll tell him.
Yeah, well, I like to check the provenance of my stock. For all I know, he's nipping out to the supermarket, then coating them with spray-on mud.
Ah, if only we'd thought of that. Helen?
Mm-hmm?
Just one other thing. I wondered if it might help.
Another holiday?
I don't think so, no. But, how about trying some kind of alternative treatment as well?
It's not a bad idea.
One of the places we advertise in the shop. Acupuncture, maybe. Just a thought.
Don't know why we're even talking about it. She's got round you, hasn't she?
It wasn't like that.
You're turning on her tears.
No, look, will you stop taking it out on them eggs?
Hey?
Oh... You've only got to think for 5 minutes about what Ellen's been through. If I don't go with what they've said, think what else could happen to her and Tom.
I don't know. It's perjury, Dad. Wasting police time, attempting to pervert the course of justice, whatever.
I know!
You're still going to do it, though.
Listen, I didn't see who was driving. Even if they asked me outright, I can honestly say I didn't see. And they ain't going to ask anyway, because they don't suspect no funny business.
You hope.
Well, why would they? All I've got to do is say what happened. And what happened was the car clipped me. It didn't matter who was driving.
Yeah, well, that's where we differ.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, Susan, on and on about Chris and Alicia.
That's all right, love. We haven't even started cooking yet.
So I see. What is it? What are you two looking so serious about?
Helen, I'm taking your dad's coffee out now.
Haven't you gone yet?
I got distracted looking at some invoices. I won't be long.
Can I do anything towards lunch?
No, thanks. It's all taken care of.
I'll get it.
No, I may as well.
All right. I'm going to wash my hair.
Bridge Farm?
Pat, it's Mike.
Tony! Coffee!
At last.
Sorry. Rather a lot's been happening.
Oh, my fingers are frozen. I don't think I can hold a cup.
It's okay, I'll pour it.
Oh, you'll have to. Or set up a drip. Did you talk to Helen?
I've been talking to Helen, to Mike. Tom's talked to Roy.
What? Oh, slow down.
This should be champagne, really.
Yeah, or brandy. What's been going on?
She went to see Mike on Friday.
What?
Just listen, Tony, or you're going to get sick of saying what. Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
She told him what happened the night of the accident.
What? Sorry.
How Tom took the blame. Mike told her to talk to us. But then he's obviously been going through hell about what he was going to say to the police or not.
Oh, no. Mike's straight as a die.
I know. But in the end, he's not going to tell them what Helen told him.
Oh, thank God for that.
He hopes they won't ask. He's not very happy about it, obviously.
No, I bet he's not. Well, we really owe him.
Yeah. I think Roy was pretty anti at first, but he came round eventually. I think Hayley worked on him.
Oh, thank God.
Though he told Tom he wasn't sure he'd have done the same for Brenda.
He'd better not let on, or he'll be falling out with her next. Yeah, but tell me about Helen.
Oh, love. She's going to go to the doctor.
Is she? Oh, Pat.
I know.
Oh, come here. Oh, that's the best news I've...
All year. Just what I said.
No, it's longer than that since we've had this much good news. Certainly where Helen's concerned.
Oh, you're right. And the important thing is it's come from her. Which it had to, really.
Exactly.
She really does want to crack it this time, whatever it's about. Why she goes to these extremes.
Well, I'm sure she can if she wants to.
I hope so.
I know we've both got our theories.
It's got to go back to Greg, hasn't it?
Yes, and to John.
Yeah. But, well, there could be other things. She's got such high expectations of herself.
True.
The important thing is, she's going to get some professional help from someone who can help her go forward.
Yes.
She's so young, Tony. She shouldn't have gone through everything she has.
I know, love.
Just doesn't seem fair.
Hey, look, she's going to be all right, Pat. She won't be. You'll see.
Well, I'm glad he could join us, Tom. Even if it wasn't much.
No, it was great. Better than my usual lunch al desco, believe me.
Eh?
It's management speak, Dad.
Yeah. So much I don't understand these days. Most of all, why you two didn't tell me how it was.
Oh, not again.
But I don't.
I love this. I really do. First I get shouted at for siding with Tom when he thought he'd done something dreadful. Now I get shouted at for siding with him when he's done something really... well, heroic.
Heroic? He's lied to the police.
Dad, you know all this. He had to. And he only did it for Helen.
Well, I says maybe.
Would you rather not have known? Because I'm glad you do.
Oh, you are? So why didn't you tell me before?
Because I know what you're like. How worked up you get. And for all I knew, you'd have marched off straight to the police. Anyway, it wasn't my secret to tell.
Oh, I suppose...
I'm sorry, Mike. I know what a difficult position it puts you in.
I'm an honest bloke, me.
I know.
And Tom doesn't like it any more than you do. And isn't it more important we've at least been honest with each other?
You know what that's called, don't you? Honour among thieves.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just not the kind of bloke to get into trouble with the police.
You're not going to be in trouble with them now.
Well, they're going to interview me about the accident. And I got to remember what story I'm supposed to be telling.
You don't really have to tell any story, Mike. Just answer the questions they ask you. Tell them exactly what happened.
Make it seem very easy.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Mike. I really am.
That's all right for you. You'll come off better out of it. I'd probably have really laid into you, but now...
I just wish none of it had happened.
Yeah, I know. I know you're sorry. I just don't like it, that's all.
None of us do, Dad.
No. Anyway, I really do have to get back.
See you tonight?
Yeah, sure. I'll just get that CD.
Oh, it's in my room.
Okay, thanks.
Do you want a coffee?
No, I'm okay, thanks, love. Oh, who's that? Oh, come in.
Afternoon. Mr. Tucker?
Yeah?
Dean Fletcher, local beat officer. Is this a good time?
need any help?
No, it's all right, thanks. She's nearly there. Come on. Actually, if you could just close it.
Sure. Is this the lean one? Back left?
Yeah.
I'll get the side panel off.
Oh, okay. Thanks. All right, girl, all right.
Did you have enough for lunch?
Yeah, plenty, thanks.
Sandwiches don't seem very much this time of year.
Well, I can't help it, Ruth. Middle of the day's the best time to work on the trackways.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Are you going to be at it all week?
Shush, come on. I should think so, yeah, at least.
Right. David, over lunch, I was thinking about how it's going to work when Martin goes.
Yeah?
I reckon I'd be better doing the morning milking if you could get the kids up and everything.
Oh, yes.
Then I could drop them off at the bus, come back and clean down the parlour after.
Uh-huh.
It'd be easier than the afternoons when they've got after-school stuff. And they've got things to talk about then, and, well, I'd like to see them.
What, so we'd need a relief milker for afternoons?
Yeah, someone local.
Yeah, well, not Bert. He's too old to be milking regularly.
No, not Bert. I was wondering about Neil.
Neil? Right, let's get this foot cleaned up.
Well, he's done it before. He knows how we do things.
Yeah, but he hasn't milked regularly for years.
He milked for Oliver only last summer.
Yeah, well, not entirely successfully.
Oh?
Ed thought he harried the cows. Cut corners, don't you remember?
Yeah, but surely that was more about how Ed felt about Neil.
Oh, I don't know. Whatever you say about Ed, he's got a feel for cows. Neil's a pig man at heart.
Well, if you're not keen.
Well, I'm not keen, it's just... Isn't there anyone else?
I'll have another thing. Will you be in at tea time?
No, I can't stop, really. By the time I've done this, it'll be time to do the mix for the wagon.
Right, I'll bring us a coffee out now, then.
Oh.
Try and get this sorted once and for all, OK?
It isn't too cold in here, is it? It's just we don't use this room very much.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Okay. Have a seat.
Thanks. I'm sorry I couldn't get round to you sooner.
Oh, that's okay.
Christmas and New Year are pretty busy, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Anyway, it's no problem. Probably a good thing, really.
You've been in a lot of pain, have you?
Well, no. No, not too bad.
Well, you're still limping, I see. Your knee and your hip, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's quite a bit easier now.
Good. Anyway, if we could just go through what happened on New Year's Eve.
Oh, sorry, Brad. Didn't know you were awake. What?
The police are here.
What?
Some guy's come to interview Dad.
Oh, great.
In the front room. Come on.
Can you hear anything?
Not really. Oh. Poor Dad.
I feel terrible.
He's no good at lying.
I know.
He may not intend to drop you in it, but one slip of the tongue.
Oh, thanks, Brent.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
Wish we'd had more time to talk to him. Look, I'd better go.
Yeah, okay. Wouldn't be very good if the police caught you here, would it? Talk about victim intimidation.
Thank God I wasn't in the van with my name all over it.
Yeah.
Right, call me as soon as he's gone, okay?
Okay.
Good news or bad.
The driver of the car says you were weaving about in the road.
Well, yeah. Okay, maybe I was a bit.
You were?
Well, the truth is... The truth is... I've been in the pub and...
I see.
It was foggy. I couldn't see that well.
Right. So, would you say you were at fault?
No, but... Partly, maybe.
Partly?
Well, look, it was dark. I was in dark clothes and... Okay, I'd had a couple. I still ain't saying I was asking to be hit.
Of course not.
I'm just telling you what the conditions was like on the night.
And did you at any time see the driver of the car? Did he attempt to take evasive action?
Oh, I didn't see.
Did you see the number plate?
No.
Did you see it stop?
No, I was down on the road as groggy.
Right. Well, thanks, Mike. I think that's everything. If you'd just like to read this through.
Right. So what happens next?
Well, we'll consider the evidence and decide on a course of action. We'll let you know the outcome.
Will that take long?
Piece of string, I'm afraid. It depends on the backlog.
Yeah, of course. I'll have a read of this, then.
Thanks for your help. It makes a change.
Yeah?
Compensation culture. Most people just want the other party well and truly screwed.
It's amazing what comes into your head when you're staring at the kettle waiting for it to boil.
Yeah? Amaze me, then.
Well, you talked about Ed and his feel for cows. Well, where does he get it from?
I don't know.
His family are all cowmen.
Well, you're not suggesting we employ Joe.
Eddie.
Eddie? At Brookfield?
Well, why not?
Is he up to it? The way we run the herd?
He ran his own for years.
Yeah, well, wasn't exactly the best run herd in the county.
The point is, I'll be running the herd. He'll just be doing the milking. Some of them.
Yeah, I know.
We can teach him how we do things, David. At least he's got the basics and a feel for cows, which you're saying Neil hasn't.
Well, not sure.
We could have him on trial. If it didn't work out, we could think again. And I could oversee him once I'd got the kids back settled.
Ruth, there's no point in having a relief if you're going to duplicate the work.
Only to start with. Oh, we do that with anyone.
Yes. Oh. There you go. Finished now.
Well?
Can I have my coffee?
There you go.
Okay, I'll ask Eddie.
Well, point for me.
I'm getting these. Red, Brenda?
You bet.
Well, you have to wait, I'm afraid. Sid's changing the lager, and Kirsty's got a handful in the ploughman's.
Oh, Kirsty's on, good.
Ah, there's Eddie. Oi, mate, I've got you one in if you can grab a table. Excuse me.
Yeah, see you, David.
Come on then, Mike. Tell me all about it.
The best thing was he didn't actually have to lie, did you, Dad?
No, I didn't. I did like we said. I answered what he asked me, mainly.
Brilliant.
I was sweating cobs, though, I can tell you. Well, he ain't much of a policeman, I don't think, because it was freezing in our front room.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Mike.
I don't feel good about it, Tom. Not knowing what I know now.
None of us feel good about it.
But it's over.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to see Kirsty. Make that a large wine, will you?
Of course.
Tom, now she's out of the way.
Hmm?
Brenda's birthday. What's happening?
Oh, don't worry. I've got it all planned.
Have you? Oh, you're further on than me and Roy, then.
What are you thinking of getting her?
Well, that's just it. I mean, Ailey's come up with loads of ideas.
Well, that sounds great. She knows what Brenda likes.
Yeah, but, well, now all this has come out about the accident, I feel that bad about the way I've been with Bren over the last few weeks. I want us to do something really special with her.
I see.
Not just a present. Make it into a really special day, so I need to know what you're doing.
Yeah, of course.
So there's no clash, like.
Right. Well, I've gone into major top boyfriend mode.
You haven't been to that teddy bear shop, have you?
No. I'm not that sort of boyfriend.
Oh, good.
She wouldn't give me any clues, so I've had to use my initiative. So, she's got her favourite perfume and all the bath stuff as well. A gift voucher from her favourite clothes shop.
Blimey, Tom.
And I thought I'd take her out for a meal in the evening and then, well, I don't know, chill somewhere.
Oh, right.
Or we'll go wild, whatever she prefers. And I'm going to organise some flowers and bring them round with her other presents and her card in the morning, if that's okay.
It's like a military operation.
I thought I'd leave you the day clear for family stuff.
Right, so, Roy and me have got to work out some kind of treat for her.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh dear, we should have got our act together sooner.
Haven't you got the drinks yet?
Can't very well nip round the bar and help myself.
Oh, let's get them from Kirsty. It'll be quicker. Come on.
Yeah, okay, love. Right, well, to be continued. Hey, Tom?
Christopher! Didn't know you were down already.
I've got to get on.
Oh, me too. I've got to get this wash on.
Can I use up this ham for my sandwiches?
Yeah, I'll get some more. Ronnie wants you in early, does he?
There's a midweek meet. We'll be busy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Is Nisha riding out?
Yeah.
Oh, but she looks lovely in her hunting kit. You are a lucky boy to have her.
Yeah, right.
You'd better start thinking about Valentine's Day, hadn't you?
What?
I had some more cards come in yesterday.
Mum, if I'm buying a card, it's not going to be a naff one from the village shop.
They're not naff.
Fluffy kittens and poems.
No, no, no. I've ordered some classy ones this year. Oh, that reminds me. Must sort out a nice card for Brenda's birthday.
Are these all the crisps we got?
Yeah. She hasn't got a clue what Tom's getting her. She left it all to him.
What about them little pies?
Oh, the other cupboard. Which is brave of her. Or foolish, if your plans for Valentine's Day are anything to go by.
There's nothing to eat in this house. Nothing nice, anyway.
Oh, look, of course there is, Liam. Look, take some fruit.
Mum?
Go on, have an apple at least. And don't go giving it to a horse.
Okay, okay.
Oh, Christopher.
What now?
How many times have I told you to empty out your pockets before you throw things down for the wash? Oh, the Pony Club ball.
Oh, yeah. Nisha sent it for you.
Oh, well, you might have told me. Oh, is it Lara Loxley?
So?
Well, that's Andy. Thought it might be a great long drive away.
What difference does it make? You're not coming, are you?
Brookfield.
Hi, Ruth, it's me. Just checking if you're still okay for tonight.
Yeah, sure.
Good. Do you want us to eat out as well?
No, if you don't mind, Usha, I'd rather have tea in with the kids.
Okay, whatever.
It's... well, David usually stops about six to see them, so if we all eat together...
Oh, no problem. So we'll take in a film and we could have a drink afterwards, maybe.
That sounds great.
Any preference about what we go to see?
No, not at all. You choose.
Okay, I like a challenge. How are things?
Oh, you know, much the same.
Oh, it's got to be good news, though. David's saying you could take on managing the herd.
Yeah, yeah, it is. If it doesn't fall at the first fence...
What do you mean?
We've got to find a local relief milker first.
Well, it shouldn't be that difficult, should it?
Depends how difficult David wants to make it. He agreed to ask Eddie, but... Oh, Usha, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go.
Okay.
Stephen's here to do the PDs. I'll tell you tonight.
All right, Maisie, my love. Not much longer. What do you think it is, Alistair?
Ah, here's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a thorn in it, see? In the soft tissue.
Oh, no.
Blackthorn, probably, from jumping hedges this morning.
Oh, poor old girl. Can you take it out?
Yep, I can do it here. Sedate her on her feet.
Oh, good. Oh, poor Maisie.
I'll whip it out and put a poultice on it.
A poultice? How delightfully old-fashioned.
It's not all bells and whistles, Caroline, even these days. You won't be able to ride her for a bit.
No, of course not.
And I'll leave you some antibiotics against any infection.
Right. Thanks.
No problem. Nice to have something relatively straightforward to deal with for once.
Have you got a lot of problem patients at the moment?
Oh, one or two. Horse with a persistent cough. One of Bert Starden's cows that could go either way.
Oh, dear. Still, at least you're busy.
Yeah, a bit too busy some days. How are things with you?
Oh, work's calmed down since Christmas, thank goodness. Oliver's busy, though. He's having to do the bottling with Mike off work.
Oh, yeah. When's he due back?
Not for another couple of weeks.
Huh?
Well, there's no point in rushing it.
No, I suppose not. Can you hold her still? I'll give her the injection.
All right. Now, steady, Maisie.
We'll give that a bit of time to work.
Hello. Caroline!
Oh, Shula! In here!
I just thought I'd... Oh. Well, hi, darling.
Hiya.
What's up with Maisie?
Alistair thinks she picked up a thorn at the hunt.
Oh. I was going to ask how it went. Not very well, I take it.
No, no, she went lame about 12. Nothing much had happened up till then.
Oh, so I didn't miss much.
Not today, no.
Anyway, I can't stop. I'm on my way to fetch Daniel from school. I'm just checking if we're still on for tonight.
Oh, yes, of course. Earliest film and then supper.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, I'll leave you and Daniel something to eat.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll do it. You go and enjoy yourself.
Oh, I hate
this car park. The machine always spits out my money.
Do you want another?
No, it's not going to beat me. So, Eddie said no.
Yes and no. He didn't want to commit to 5 afternoons, but he reckons he can do 3.
Will that be enough?
I think so, as long as Phil and Jill could pick up the kids the other 2.
So, that's no problem, is it?
Shouldn't be. But they helped Shula out as well. It's such a trek to Felpisham.
I know, I do it myself. I thought she was in a lift share, though.
She is, with some people from Grange Spinney. But that's mostly mornings.
Oh. So have you asked Phil and Jill?
Yeah, and they've said yes, in principle.
Well, there you are, then. It's sorted.
Maybe. I'm still not sure David's that struck on the idea.
Oh, Ruth.
He's avoiding me, Isha. The trackways for the cows don't need repairing that badly. And if they did, he needn't do it over lunchtime, which is when we would usually see each other.
Are you sure you're not being the tiniest bit paranoid?
No, I mean, I'm not being paranoid.
Ruth!
Caroline! Oh. Hi, Shula.
Hello. Are you two out on the razzle as well?
Not exactly. We're going to the cinema.
Oh, so are we, to see Miss Potter.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. Usha's in charge.
The holiday.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. It's great fun. I dragged Oliver to see it before Christmas.
Yeah, we enjoyed it too. Mind you, Alistair could watch 2 hours of Kate Winslet advertising cat food.
Excuse me a second, Susan.
Yes.
Daniel, no computer games till you've done your maths. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I remember what it was like.
Yes. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
So, what can I do for you?
Oh, well, I was hoping to catch Shula.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She's out at the cinema with Caroline.
Oh. Oh, well, never mind. It was just a thought.
Can I help?
Well, I... Well, yes, actually. Perhaps you can. It's about the Pony Club ball.
Yes.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah. We go every year.
Oh, right.
Oliver and Caroline, Brian and Jennifer, all the usual suspects.
I see. Only, well, it's got this Bollywood theme this year, hasn't it?
Has it? I haven't looked at the tickets.
Yeah. Dress exotic, it says. So I wondered, well, what that meant, really.
Not very much, in my experience. They have a theme some years to vary it, I suppose, but no one takes much notice. Not our generation, anyway.
Oh.
The kids might dress up a bit, but for us oldies, it's DJ for the men, excuse for a new dress for the women.
Oh, I see.
I suppose Christopher's going. Is he through Ronnie?
Oh, yeah. Ronnie's paying for his ticket on the business, which is kind of him.
Well, most of the people there is bread and butter.
Yeah. But, well, Christopher would most likely be going anyway. Now he's going out with Nisha. Sorry. We call her Nisha. Venetia. Stretfield?
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, of course, me and Neil have been invited. I dare say we'll be on the Stretfields' table.
Right.
Do you know the Stretfields? They're ever such a nice family.
There's yours, Shula.
Oh, thanks.
And I suppose we should look at the menu.
Yes, I'm quite hungry. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. Mm. Oh, dear. Monkfish with pancetta. Gets everywhere.
How did you think Alistair was today?
Alistair? Oh, fine. Well, maybe a bit low.
Yeah, I think so too.
Are you worried about him?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't... He's not gambling again?
No. Oh. Well, I can never know for certain, but I really don't think so. He's still going to his meetings anyway.
Oh, good. I'm sure he's not.
No. But, oh, it's so weird, Caroline. When all that blew up, it was so massive. I thought it would change everything about us, but now it's almost as if it never happened.
Well,
I suppose I expected it to have a bigger effect, that's all. Change us somehow. Forever. Shake us up.
Oh, it did. You were beside yourself.
I know, but now we seem to have slipped back into our little rut.
That's what you wanted, Shula. All you wanted was for things to get back to normal.
I know. And now normal seems a bit, well, dull.
Oh,
there's no pleasing me, is there?
No, I don't think there is. You've both got a case of the January blues, that's all it is.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
I ought to be grateful we're still together at all.
Yes, you should. It's what you wanted.
I know. Take no notice of me. I'm just being silly. Now, if you're not impressed with the monkfish... Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hi. Hello again.
Oh, I don't know who's following whom. What did you think of the film, anyway?
Yeah, very good. How was yours?
Oh, wonderful. You must see it. You and McGregor...
No, don't tell me. I'd rather make up my own mind, thanks.
Sorry.
I think we'd better grab a table. We'll never get round to eating.
No, you're right.
Will you excuse us? We've also got a rather long gossip agenda.
Of course. I know the feeling. See you.
Yeah. Bye.
Well, thank goodness for that. I thought we were going to get stuck with them.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing more than enough of Shula on Saturday at the bishop's installation.
Right.
Ruth, are you okay?
Yeah. Made me think, that's all. Do you remember when we used to come out for the evening and just have a good old gossip instead of me going on the whole time?
Oh, Ruth, it's not like that.
You've been such a friend to me. To both of us.
Well, don't get all sentimental on me, worse than the film. You didn't enjoy it, did you?
It was fine. Nothing sensational.
No, but... I'm sorry, it was stupid of me, thoughtless.
Oh, sure, you don't have
no,
to...
No, I should have realised you might not be quite ready for a rom-com.
It's my fault, not yours.
Oh, Ruth... What are we going to do with you?
I don't know. It's achieved one thing anyway this evening. At least David's had the house to himself instead of having to make up excuses to avoid me all night.
No, you really are getting paranoid.
No, I'm not. At tea time, he announced he's found some welding that needs doing on the cultivator. He's going to spend a couple of evenings this week doing that, and then I bet he'll find something else that's vitally urgent. And then the film.
Well...
It all just made me realise what a very long way we've got to go. Both of us.
Why not?
Why not? I'll give you 85 reasons why not.
Oh, Neil.
£170 for a night out, you must be mad.
It's a 5-course meal. A glass of champagne on arrival, pink champagne.
I don't care if it's red, white and blue.
There's all the entertainment. A Bollywood dance troupe, fire eater, juggling.
I can juggle.
Oh.
Give me 3 oranges, I'll keep you amused for hours, free.
Now you're just being stupid.
I am. Susan, the price of the tickets, just the start of it. Have you... actually read this? There's a raffle, tombola, auction. We'd have to dip into all those.
So?
And it's not the harvest supper, love. The Pony Club raffle's not going to be a pound a strip, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
I do. It'll be sign your name on a £20 note. And as for the auction...
Oh, there's some lovely things in it. Look on the back.
Eh?
Look, the Beesboroughs have given a week at their villa in Sardinia.
Oh, have they? A signed photo of William Fox... Pitt? And what would I do with a monogrammed horse blanket?
Oh, Neil, can't you see? It's an investment.
You what?
In Christopher and his new relationship.
Oh, for heaven's sake. It'll be like all his other relationships. A 5-minute wonder.
Ah, well, if you don't think he deserves the support of his
family... There's cheaper ways to do it than this. Like I say, love, it all adds up. I mean, there's wine with the meal to buy, a taxi there and back, and what are we supposed to wear?
Well, Alistair's wearing a dinner jacket.
Well, there you are. I'd have to hire one. You'd need a dress, shoes, bag. Oh, Susan, it's out of the question.
Oh. Ian? You're not hoping to see Adam, are you?
Afternoon, Jennifer. No, no. Well, I know better than that.
Oh, good. And he's having another frantic day. He had triplets at lunchtime.
How does he keep his figure? No, I'm expecting to see him at the airport on Monday, not before.
You're being very good about it. I gather all the packing's fallen to you.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Oh, just as well. So, what can I do for you? I'll be popping to the shops if you need
anything. No, it's not that. I've just come to show you how to get onto your blog.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm quite pleased with it, really. You know, there's different sections, you know, like photos, diary comments.
Oh, I didn't know you were so knowledgeable.
I'm not.
Well, I shall be checking it every day.
Yeah, and don't go copying me across to the village website, will you? Me and me Bermudas.
No, Linda's very strict.
She'd have to be.
Don't you worry. Alice and I will keep it all to ourselves.
Yeah, what, will Brian not take a look?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he will. I didn't mean... Perhaps he ought to set one up for himself, for his trip.
Why, he's not going away.
Oh, he's talking about it.
Well, not while Adam's away, surely.
Oh, no, not till next month.
Oh, right, so where's he off to?
Hungary.
Again?
Yeah. Debbie sent some pictures of the new milking parlour. It looks so good, he'd like to see it in action.
Well, I mean, as a reason for a trip to Hungary, it wouldn't be top of my list.
Nor mine.
But then, see, we're not Brian.
Oh, that's true.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Christopher.
Hiya.
Alice will be glad to see you. Spearmint lost a shoe in the hunt.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't get her before.
No problem. And if you want to give her a call, she's in the house.
Thanks.
Are you looking forward to the Pony Club ball? I hear you'll be there with Venetia.
Yeah, that's right.
You and Brian are going, are you?
Oh, yes. Alice wishes we wouldn't, though. She thinks we cramp her style.
I knew the feeling.
I think I've got it exactly. Yeah, there you are.
Oh, lovely, thanks. I could do with the change. Mr. Woolley, can I ask you something?
Me?
Yeah, well, just a bit of advice, really. It's about the card racks.
I'm not sure that...
They've always been here by the till, and, well, that makes sense in a way, because they're high markup and a bit of an impulse buy, and because of the pilfering, you know. But I did wonder...
I
just wondered whether the... You know, just as an experiment about moving them to the back. What do you think?
Perhaps he could think about it, eh, Jack? And come back to you.
Oh, yeah, of course, if it's necessary.
I know what you should do.
Oh, yeah?
It's about time this shop started renting out videos.
That's a very good point. That's something else I've been thinking about, actually. Making the DVDs and videos more prominent.
Ah, prominent, yes.
Yeah. That's a very good thought, Mr. Woolley, yeah. Thanks for that.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, very much. Good.
Right, well, we'd better be getting along, haven't we, Jack? Jennifer will be expecting us. This can't be one of the triplets from lunchtime.
No, there's been three more lots since then.
Ah.
And if you don't get the colostrum in straight away, well, you're fighting a losing battle after that.
It's going well, then, the lambing.
There doesn't seem to be any let-up. There you go, little one.
Brian's going to have his work cut out once Adam's away.
Well, he's got the student. He'll just have to haul Jeff and Andy in if it gets too frantic.
I suppose so.
There we go. Oh, sorry, Mum. You must be gasping for a cup of tea.
Honestly, Jennifer, it's fine. It's just nice to be somewhere, well, with other people.
Is Jack having a bad day? He seems all right with Ian.
Yes, he'll be all right now. He knows I'm here, for one thing. And he knows where he is up here.
What's been going on?
Oh, nothing.
Mum?
It's... Well, we had a rather embarrassing incident in the shop.
How embarrassing?
Susan asked his advice. It wasn't intentional, but you know how she rambles on.
Yes.
It all ended up sounding very complicated. And Jack was completely lost. He can't cope with anything like that amount of information.
Oh, no.
And then he came out with something completely unconnected. Susan was very good, really.
Oh, good.
She even managed to turn it round as if he'd actually suggested something useful.
Oh, dear. There you are. Oh, that'll put you right.
So it was a bit of a relief to get here.
Mum, it's very difficult, isn't it?
Oh, dear, I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I'm not complaining, honestly.
Well, you ought to be. I don't know how you're doing what you are doing.
Oh.
And Lillian was saying the same last week.
It's only what anyone would do.
I don't think it is, though.
I won't have it any other way. I hope you're not suggesting I put him in somewhere.
No, of course not.
Good.
I just hadn't realised that
what?
It... Well, I suppose I'd hope Jack was on some... Some kind of plateau and... Well, that he'd stay there for a bit, but... He's actually getting worse, isn't he?
Well,
It's not the kind of condition that gets better, dear.
No, I know, but with the drugs he's on, I thought... Well, I thought they were supposed to slow things down.
I dare say they are. We don't know what he'd be like without them.
No, that's true, I suppose. When are you due to see the consultant again?
I can't remember offhand. Not for a little while yet.
Oh, I see.
I know you're concerned, dear, and I'm grateful. I really am.
Yeah, they are. They're right bunch of cuties, aren't they, Jack?
Yes, very sweet.
It's a pity. I can't look at them without thinking rack of lamb, cutlets, slow-roasted shank.
Ian, you are terrible.
Sorry. Can I make up for it by putting the kettle on?
Yes, please. Do you want to go on in?
Sure, yeah. Are you coming with me, Jack?
You go ahead. We won't be a moment.
Right up.
And you know where everything is?
Yeah, I'll soon find it.
He's such a nice young man. Lovely. His, the way he talks.
His accent.
Accent, yes. Like that other fella, Cowman of Brookfield.
Sam? Yes, he had a lovely accent too.
No, Paddy. His name was Paddy,
Redmond.
Ah, Redmond. That's it. The way he talked was just the same.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Funny, isn't it? What takes you back?
Honestly, Neil, it was awful.
Yeah, poor old fella.
He couldn't seem to grasp what I was talking about. And when he came out with the idea of the videos...
You've been doing them for years.
I know. It's all DVDs now. I'll put the kettle on, will you, love, for the veg?
Right, you are.
I must say, I hadn't realised he was that far gone.
Not me. It must be terrible for Mrs. Woolley.
Well, yeah. The strain of that every day.
Could go on for years.
I know.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, love.
Evening, Christopher. Had a good day?
Busy. Still catching up after yesterday.
What was it about the hunt yesterday? Every other horse in the county seems to have lost a shoe.
That's how it goes sometimes. Oh, I am knackered. When's tea?
Oh, 20 minutes, half an hour. I haven't put the potatoes on yet.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. I'll have to wait.
You want a beer?
Please. Thanks, Dad.
There's one bit of good news for you anyway.
Yeah?
Well, I think you'll be pleased. Here.
Ta. What?
Well, I'm afraid your mum and I won't be coming to the Pony Club ball.
Oh, right.
It's a shame, but we've talked about it and...
I didn't really see how you could, not at that price.
The money's got nothing to do with it, Christopher.
No?
No. The problem is we've got a clash of dates.
Have we?
Yes. The date of the ball, the 1st of March... That's Den's birthday.
Is it?
Who?
You know, Den. Your Auntie Tracy's partner.
Him? But...
So we'll be seeing them.
You don't usually.
But we are this year.
But you can't stand him. You're on record as saying he's a total waste of space.
It's not about what I think.
Plus, you said after the thing with the liqueur chocolates at Christmas...
Christopher! I told you never to mention that in this house again.
Okay.
Anyway... The point is, we're very sorry, but you'll have to tell Venetia we can't be there.
Okay, fine. It's not that big a deal.
No. It is just unfortunate. So you're clear, are you? What you're telling her? A family birthday, that's all. You don't have to mention names or anything.
Mum, no one's going to care.
Well, I do. I care very much. So, we're very sorry... But we've had to decline due to a prior engagement. Got it?
Oh, blimey. A super grain native to the indigenous tribes of South America.
Look, I don't want to be rude, but are you ever going to buy anything?
Oh, sorry, Helen.
I can't believe you haven't found any inspiration for tonight's supper in half an hour.
Confession time. I'm not really looking to buy.
Well, that's a novel approach to shopping.
No, I had to get out of the caf.
Difficult customer? I can sympathise.
No, it's not the customers, for once. It's Susan.
Oh, What's she done?
It's what she's not doing that's the problem. She can't go to the ball, the pony club ball.
And that's a problem?
Well, it's become one for me. I know, she's been in since lunchtime, bending Emma's ear about how unfair it is.
Mm, poor Emma.
Yeah, I know. She's already heard it all at home, poor love. Anyway, I was doing my head in.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Oh, hello.
Oh, can I give you a hand, Pat?
Oh, yes, that's very kind.
Not when you consider his ulterior motive.
I can put them away in the chiller for you, if you like.
It'll be fine, thanks. You go back and rescue Emma.
Oh.
What's this?
Oh, you don't want to know, Pat. Right, well, I suppose I had better go. The after-school rush from Borchester Green will be starting soon.
Yeah, that's right. You go and charge up your milkshake machine.
Yeah. OK, well, see you.
Bye, Kenton.
Bye.
I'll put these in the fridge then.
Oh, it's okay, I'll do it.
Well, I don't mind. You're my last delivery. And I wouldn't mind hanging around a bit till the school traffic's died down.
Mum.
What?
Don't you mean hanging around till I get back from the doctor's?
Oh. Yeah, well, wouldn't it be useful if I
covered... Kirsty is quite capable.
All right.
I know you want to know how I get on. And I'll phone you, okay?
Will you?
Yes. If you want to miss the traffic, go and kill some time in Jack's.
Well...
You can pay Kenton back by making a small tea last an hour.
Half nine again it was this morning.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
I've never slept that late in my life. I feel bone idle.
Sounds like a nice problem to have.
Yeah, I can't get back to work soon.
Well, Brenda said you were signed off for another week.
Yeah, I am. Longest week of my life.
Hey, what have you done to her, by the way? She's being unseasonably cheerful.
Hey? I don't know. Looking forward to her birthday, maybe.
Oh, I hope you've got something pretty big lined up. She's not going to be disappointed.
No, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Huh?
She didn't drop no hints, has she, about what she might like?
No, not a word.
Ah, you're no help. Me and Roy have been racking our brains all week.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Alistair. Right, suppose I better be getting along.
Yeah, you're missing afternoon telly. Call yourself idle.
Hey, you seem to know a lot about it. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Mike. What was all that about?
Oh, nothing. What can I get you? Coffee?
Unless you've got anything stronger.
Well, I can put an extra shot in it.
Yeah, well, perhaps you better.
Well, what's up?
I lost a cow this morning.
Well, that was careless.
Oh, not funny, Kenton.
No. Perhaps the role of Borsuch's Oscar Wilde really did die with Nelson.
What do I owe you?
No, that's on the house.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and, tell you what, I'll have one myself and we'll go upstairs.
Can you get away?
Yeah, Emma won't mind. And I think you need a one-to-one session with Dr. Ken.
And, can you tell Ian the party at 12's coming in at 7 now?
Yes, of course.
Thanks. Sorry about that, Dad.
No, that's all right. No, I'm not sorry to bother you at work.
There's no problem.
I've just had a bit of a disappointing chat with Kenton.
Oh?
Well, I was sure Brenda must have dropped some hints at work, but nothing.
No, look, I was going to phone you. We don't need any.
Are we?
I'm so stupid. It's staring me in the face day in, day out.
What is?
The posters in the health club. For their pamper days.
Eh?
It's like a beauty day or something. I mean, there's different packages, depending on what you want. But I think Brenda would love it.
Oh, pamper day, eh? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she'd get here in the morning, have a little go in the gym, you know, pool, jacuzzi, massage or something, a bit of lunch, and then maybe, I don't know, facial or manicure or something in the afternoon.
Oh, fine. Well, fine by me. What?
I suppose... Well, the only thing is, it means she'll be spending her birthday on her own.
Are you suggesting Tom comes too?
No. He may be going for Boyfriend of the Year, but I don't think he's a candidate for a full leg wax.
Oh, no.
Abe, I know. I could buy Hayley the one that just gives her the gym and the pool and that. Then we can all put him together and get Brenda Deluxe so she gets the treatments on top.
A bit complicated, isn't it?
No, not really. But is that okay with you, then?
Oh, yeah, sure. Tell me where to sign.
Look, Al, I'm sure you did all you could.
I don't know.
Look, you know, E. coli, anything's nasty. I mean, I know from the food hygiene stuff I did for this place. And, well, E. coli mastitis, Ooh.
Yeah, well, it didn't stop Bert Starden giving me an earful.
Oh, don't tell me. One of his best milkers.
Oh, they always are, aren't they? Mm. It's never the duff ones that keel over on you.
You mustn't let it get to you. You know, don't let the Bert Stardens grind you down.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
So how's life outside work?
Oh, much the same.
What? As depressing as work, or you mean the same as in like before? What, both?
Oh, I don't know, Kenton. Don't get me wrong. Shula and I are fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Better than I ever could have expected, given what I put her through.
Oh, good.
But when I think what's ahead of us, that great mortgage payment going out every month...
Well, it's only the same as every other couple.
No, it's not, though. We didn't want to take on the mortgage.
Who does?
Shula's amazing. She really is. You know, she never says anything.
Well, she hasn't to me, certainly.
But sometimes I just wish we could have some kind of windfall and pay it off altogether.
Yeah, well, welcome to the cheap seats. We can all dream, mate.
I used to mop the lottery, you know, with those odds.
You haven't got a lottery habit.
Well, some of the money does go to good causes.
Well, Al, it's just gambling by another name.
Oh, believe me, it's nothing like gambling.
Putting money on anything where you don't know the outcome, that's gambling.
Since when were you so high and mighty?
I'm not. But, look, isn't it a bit dangerous?
No! Oh, I don't know.
Look, thing is, you see, you aren't going to win. Really, you're not. That's what you've got to keep telling yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You are still going to those meetings, eh?
Yes.
And that chap that you said you get on with? Is...
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh, good.
He does make me feel a bit grateful. His marriage didn't make it. Broke up.
Oh, poor bloke.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the coffee. Oh. And sympathy.
Hey, anytime.
You know, the trouble is... Without the buzz I got from poker, well, that's just a bit dull.
Well, that is kind of the deal.
I know. The thing is, though, if I was tempted to gamble my way to paying off the mortgage...
Al!
It'd be for the right reason, Al. Kenton. Mm. So I could present Shula with this huge pot of money and say, here, it's yours. We're off the hook.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Look, promise me one thing. Don't stop going to those meetings, okay?
I can't tell you, Mike. It's such a relief.
I bet it is.
She'll have to wait for an appointment with the counsellor, but at least something's happening. At last.
Well, that's great. And the counselling's through the surgery, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, her GP's really good. She knows all the history, so I'm sure it'll be something appropriate.
Oh, that's good. How many sessions do they reckon she'll need?
6 to 10, she said.
Oh, I see.
And it's all down to you, Mike.
Me?
Nah. Oh, yes, it is. That's why I wanted to come. To say a really big thank you.
Oh,
Pat. Oh, seriously. And not just for hearing Helen out so sympathetically last week.
Oh, I wasn't that sympathetic at first, I can tell you.
Oh, I don't blame you. No, but if you hadn't reacted like you did, helped her to see, well, I don't know what she'd have done.
No, well, best not go there, eh?
No. But that's not the only thing. Tom told us about your interview with the police.
Not the easiest half hour of my life.
I'm sure.
It didn't come natural to me lying. Especially not to the police.
No, I know.
But at least I didn't have to lie outright. He never asked me, see? Just did I see the driver so I could tell him the truth?
Oh, dear.
Oh, told the truth right through the interview. I don't know what I'd have said if he'd asked me point blank.
No.
Still keeping me awake at night, though. That and everything else.
I am so sorry, Mike.
But I have to admit, it was a pretty amazing thing Tom did there.
Yes. Wrong, but...
Anyway, yeah. Best thing all of us can do now is forget about it till he hears back from the police.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll try not to think about it anyway. Oh, hi, Roy.
Oh, hiya. Hi, Pat.
Evening, Roy. I hadn't realised the time. Tony will wonder where I am. Thanks for the tea, Mike.
Oh, no, my pleasure.
And for for everything else.
No, no, that's okay. I'll see you. Hmm?
Bye. Bye, Roy.
Bye. What's she want?
Oh, yeah. Just to say thanks.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good.
So, did you get it booked up for Brenda?
Yeah, it's all sorted.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm seeing Tom tomorrow at dinner to tie it all together, put a big bow on the top.
Oh, no, she's going to have a great day.
Yeah, well, she deserves it.
Ailey deserves it too. It'll be a treat for her.
Yeah, she's been going through it and all.
Yeah.
Look, Roy, all this business with Ellen, it's made me think, and at least we haven't got her sort of problems to contend with.
No.
But, I mean, if... Well, if you and Ailey do need to have IVF...
Dad.
No, listen. If you do, well, I'd like to help you out. I got enough put by, or I could borrow against the eggs.
Dad.
No, I'm serious, Roy. Don't you go eating into your savings. Let me pay.
Oh, Dad.
Just say yes.
Okay, then, yeah.
You're great! Oh, my knee!
Be careful!
No, I'm all right. Oh, that's great, son. That's really great.
Oh. Thanks, Dad.
Tom's brought his Christmas sales figures for you, Brian.
Oh, yeah?
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, good. Is there a towel, Jenny?
There's a clean one on the side.
Oh, yeah.
There's your coffee, Tom.
Oh, thanks.
Would you like one of Phoebe's flapjacks?
Yeah, great, thanks.
You know a good dentist, do you?
Hmm?
Brian.
You ought to come with a free checkup on the side. My coffee.
Yes. You are horrid about your granddaughter.
No, I'm not. She's delightful. Her baking's not up to match, that's all.
You'd better be a bit nicer to Nolly.
Sorry?
Well, I'm going to phone her. It's her birthday.
Oh, of course. Well, give her my love, will you?
Well, aren't you going to speak to her?
Sorry, darling, I've got too much to do.
This isn't about Adam going away again, is it? The fuss you're making?
Fuss? I'm going to be working round the clock.
You've got Harry.
And Jeff. And Andy.
Yes, thank you, Tom. I know who's on the payroll. There's still only one experienced shepherd, me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yet Adam seems to think I'll have time to while away in the office scrolling through his blog.
Well, I think it's lovely of them to want to share their honeymoon with us.
Oh, please. We're going to be subjected to nothing else when they get back. Remember what Bert was like after India?
Oh, that's different.
It'll be all woven bangles and ethnicity. That'll be quite enough sharing for me, thank you very much. I'll be in the office.
Don't you want to see these sales figures?
Are you really not going to speak to Nolly?
I'll have a look at them over the weekend, Tom. I'm sorry, darling. No, I'm not. I'm just too busy.
Oh, 5 minutes, that's all.
I'm sorry. I've got to get dates for this Hungary trip sorted out, and there's people I can only speak to this morning.
Oh, all right, then. I'll send your love.
Yes, yeah, do. Do, and a big hug. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm just a bit pressed.
No, that's okay.
Oh, by the way, have you heard anything from the police yet?
No, they only got round to interviewing Mike this week.
I can't imagine he minced his words.
Well...
They'll probably throw the book at you.
I don't think it'll be that bad.
No? Great publicity for the business. Can you lean on anyone to keep it out of the echo?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, keep me informed.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. He's got a lot on his mind.
I'm honestly hoping it's not going to be that bad.
Mike's been pretty furious.
Yeah. Well, things have thawed a bit there. He's being a bit more reasonable.
Oh? What's brought that on?
I don't know, really. I think it's for Brenda's sake.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, come on, I don't want your voicemail.
Hello?
Oh, Siobhan, it's me.
Oh, hello, Brian.
Is everything okay? You took ages to get to the phone.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, good. Good. How's Rory?
He's very well.
Great. He liked his Christmas present, did he?
Yeah, I told you he did. What do you want, Brian?
I've got another trip to Hungary coming up, and I'd like to call and see you both on the way back. Siobhan?
Yes. I heard. When?
I'm looking at the third week of Feb. Would that be okay with you?
So are you having a nice birthday, Nolly?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for my present.
Oh, good. You got it.
I've been playing with it.
Oh, good. I know you like drawing, so I thought a big box of pens would be nice.
I love it.
Oh, darling, I am pleased. Have you drawn a picture of Mr. Ted yet?
Yes.
Oh, well, you go on having a lovely birthday, sweetie pie.
Mm-hmm.
Will you put Mummy on the phone now?
All right.
That's a good girl. Bye-bye, Nolly.
I love you, Grandma.
Oh, I love you too, darling. Can you say it in Xhosa? I love hearing that.
Ndiyakuthanda, makhulu.
Oh, bye-bye, darling. Don't forget to put Mummy on.
Bye-bye.
Right, I've got my diary now. What date exactly?
Well, ideally, I'd be with you on the 23rd, the Friday.
Friday?
Yeah. Does that suit? I'll stay at my usual hotel the night before.
Yes. Okay, then.
I know Rory's at kindergarten in the morning. That's why I thought this would be a good time to get you.
Yes. Mornings are all my own.
Siobhan, you're right.
Yes? Why?
Well, you sound a bit... I don't know.
Look, I'm busy, that's all. I'm catching up on some work.
Oh, I see.
So, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, yes, of course.
Email me the details when you've booked.
Yes, yes, of course I will.
Thanks. Bye then, Brian.
Bye.
Where is he, then?
Probably still in his nice, warm office.
Yeah.
You won't catch Brian sliding about in the mud, unfreezing drinkers.
It's a foul job, isn't it?
They all are in the winter.
Well, I suppose I'd better go down there and find him. I want to check he'd still be keeping an eye on our wheat with Adam away.
Well, you'll be lucky to get Brian's attention. I couldn't.
No?
No. He didn't even look at my sales figures. He's making such a big deal about the lambing.
It's tailing off now, surely.
The way he's going on, you'd think he was going to be shackled to the sheds.
Well, he needn't think he can cut corners with us.
Can't wait for next week. The thought of him doing some real work for once.
Oh, come on, he's not that hands-off.
He's forgotten what a day's work's like. All he thinks about is sitting on his backside in the office and sloping off to Hungary.
Hungary? He's not off there again.
He wants to see Debbie's new milking parlour, he says. Never been interested in dairy in his life.
No.
You've never worked for him, have you?
Yes, I have. So has Ruth.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, years ago, and she's still a student.
I didn't know that. How did she get on?
Well, let's just say Brian hasn't changed.
That's what I was going to ask. Was he ever a nice guy, or has he always been a total...
Morning!
Hello, Brian.
Hi.
There's a feed rep in the yard, Tom. Says you're expecting him. New company you're trying on?
Yeah, right.
Well, don't keep him waiting. You want to do a deal on price, time's money.
Right. See you, David.
See you, Tom.
Oh, it's too cold out here. Are you coming in?
No, I'm doing some work on our trackways. I want to get on with it.
Yes, yeah, I saw you hard at it the other day. But it was a bit keen.
Well, it's got to be done.
I think I might have left it a couple of weeks myself.
The cows go out so early now. Anyway, I can't leave it. We'll be lambing next month.
Yeah, fair enough. I hear Christine's got a good osteopath if you need one.
Thanks. By the way, I wanted to check. You'll still be keeping an eye on our wheat, won't you, with Adam away?
Well, of course, why wouldn't we?
Well,
don't worry. I just need to get myself organised. You won't lose out.
Good.
Actually, as you're here...
I really can't
no,
stop,
no,
right?
But I've just spoken to Siobhan.
Yes, I did hear you got a trip to Hungary planned.
She said I can stop over on my way back.
Great. Well, I'll see you.
No, wait. She sounded a bit odd.
Odd?
Yeah, on the phone. A bit constrained.
Look, Brian, I've told you before...
No, please, David, please. She's got me worried.
Well, you'll be seeing her soon.
I can't quite say what it was, but...
She was probably just in the middle of something.
Oh, maybe. You don't think she's got someone there?
But how should I know?
Well, Rory's at kindergarten in the mornings.
Brian...
I hope she hasn't got another man on the scene. I mean, it can't be good for Rory, can it? People in and out of his life.
Brian, this is very... Look, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about it, right?
I'm sorry, David, but there's no one else I can say this to.
Brian, I've told you before, I wish you could find someone else.
Brian?
Hello, darling.
Oh, I do wish you'd spoken to Kate. Oh, morning, David.
Hi.
Why, what's happened now?
Oh, don't say it like that. It's good news.
Pan-African air traffic control strike. Adam can't go away.
No.
Oh, well, what then?
She's pregnant.
Oh, congratulations. Good God, when did this happen?
Oh, that's the thing. I can't believe she didn't tell us when she was over for the wedding. The baby's due in July.
Oh, well, jolly good.
Well, is that all you can say? They haven't told Nolly yet. They wanted to wait till Kate was 3 months.
Yeah, right.
And they're telling her tonight when Lucas gets home. Oh, she's going to be so excited. And it'll be lovely for Phoebe, too.
Well, send Kate our love when you're next speaking to her, won't you?
Oh, I will, thanks. Come on, Brian. Aren't you a bit excited? You're going to be a grandpa again.
Look at the state of you.
Yeah, well, I cleaned myself up the best I could.
Go base over Apex, did you?
Flattened my face by one of the drinkers.
Still, a mud bath's meant to be good for you. Well, so it says in all this stuff about Brenda's pamper, don't you?
Well, let's have a look.
No, don't get it dirty.
I'm not going to. So, what have you got her exactly?
Well, she's having the deluxe day, see? All the facilities of the health club, spot of lunch, and then two treatments in the afternoon.
Deep tissue muscle massage. That sounds so good. Deep rhythmic pressure using essential oils. Perhaps Brenda can memorise some of these techniques and use them on me.
That's about as much as a dad wants to know, thanks.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah, right. How are we going to coordinate Sunday, then? We need a master plan.
OK, well, they're not going to go before 10, are they? No. So, how about if I come over around 9:30, give her prezzies and card? Oh, and the flowers. Mustn't forget to pick them up.
Yeah. No, hang on. Look, let's write this down. Yeah, give us that beer, Matt.
Yeah.
It's all right. No. 9:30 a.m, Tom round.
10 a.m, depart Grey Gables.
10 a.m, yeah, got that.
Then they'll be back... What, 4, 5-ish?
Yeah, about that.
Say 4:30.
Right, 4:30. Set that down.
So, an hour with you and Phoebs, an hour to get ready. I pick her up at 7.
Just a moment, Tom. Collect at 7.
Happy then?
Yeah, very happy. And let's hope she will be too. Right, another point?
Oh, no thanks. I've got a lot on this afternoon.
Oh, okay. I just want to say, Tom, well, all in all, despite everything, and I reckon Brenda could do a lot worse for a boyfriend.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry, no, that come out all wrong. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think so.
Mind you, I mean, you look at the competition, that Scott bloke.
My cousin James.
Don't remind me. Anyway... Here's to a great day for Brenda on Sunday, eh?
Yeah, to Brenda's birthday.
Yeah, Brenda's birthday. Hmm. And, to Bridge Farm and Willow Farm being mates again.
Thanks, Mike. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in Birmingham by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.